Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser Classique. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning!
My name's Alaska, what's yours?
I'm Willem.
Something about the combination of the words in the intro makes saliva gather in my mouth every time.
Right there, yeah, I think it's, I don't breathe while I do it.
Discussion, dissection.
Dissemination.
Podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection, that pools saliva in my mouth.
Yeah. Do you swallow?
I never have swallowed. Spit.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of exposition. It's a very concise opening.
Clean, concise.
Mm-hmm. Not a roomy opening.
Yeah.
Speaking of roomy openings, they had to make some of the openings larger for the Float Your Boat episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dun, wait, dun. Don't we have a barge dun. Sound? That's actually from a boat.
Oh my gosh, yeah. There were canals and a locks system that they allowed the boats to pass through.
Drawbridge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All that.
Last week, of course, the divas joined together for some romper room fuckery for Snatch Game.
Chad took the crown for his spot on Cher, and Sharon walked perfectly in line as Michelle Visage and Latrice.
I got the biggest knockers!
Latrice let them know that this is not what she came here to do.
We just broke the table.
Done after
in Forever Doug
after
Studios.
We calibrated the sound check for the mics.
Forever Doug Studios, downtown Pasadena. Such a lovely morning today.
Wait, the garden office?
Oh, yes, the garden wing. Yeah. Oh, the birds are flying overhead as usual.
Oh, my gosh. Look at your...
Thank you.
So
oh, wait, sorry.
Thank you.
This episode will be done completely on the soundboard. For the first time in Race Chaser history.
Remember when you asked why the birds?
Yeah.
Did you find out why?
Did you see this?
I love bird noises.
Can you describe what you're seeing?
So Alaska is... I think she's entertaining a crowd of people by acting like a giant condor while barking bird sounds.
Yes.
But correctly from the diaphragm, sounded like there
it's
was support.
It's a part of my act.
Your romantic ballad part?
It has been for a while. And if there's video that accompanies that, there's a huge eagle head that just is flying toward the... I don't know why I like it. I just do.
It's wonderfully camp.
The Lord made the decision. I did not.
I liked Milan on her head last week, lip syncing with Kenya. That was crazy.
Is the stage comfortable?
And Kenya went back to Puerto Rico.
That's right. And you walk in and say, I'm getting the hangers.
I did. I took all the hangers.
You did. It's,
I needed them.
You have a lot of clothes.
For my things.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lipstick message said, remember, the real queen is not made in this four walls. I'll be waiting for you in my kingdom, Kenya. Fifi, I love you, sisters forever.
Aww.
Yeah, so nice. So,
say what you will about Fifi, but I get the feeling that she's the loyalest fucking friend ever, because she has her sisters and they support one another.
How wonderful. I mean, you said say what you will. I have said what I have said what I've willemed, so it's kind of said what I will. I think that she thought I was fake crying. She never.
Kenya did?
No, or Fifi. Like we as soon as we read Fifi's mirror message, they like did the whole, well, talk about last week, talk about the crying. So we talked about all that before the woo girl you got. You know, when they say, hey, talk about this stuff that's really raw.
And Fifi just comes out and says you were acting.
Yeah, I mean, it's very nice to be accused of all of these things in the interview, because she never said any of this shit to my face.
Oh,
she
really?
Never did. I thought we were fine after the second episode. And then I'm watching the episodes of Drag Race and I was like, she fucking hated me. I knew we weren't buddy-buddy while we were there, but, like, we would talk, and, like, there's a point in the lip sync in this episode where her and I both, it's a two-shot of us, we're next to each other, it's Latrice, me, and then her. We're watching the lip sync, and as soon as Milan's wig come off, you see me and her look at each other and go, well, and the kind of thing, like, drag, like, friends would do. Like, if, you know, I didn't think she hated me. Like, if she hated me, she wouldn't have been, like, looking at me to, you know, make casual, like, judgment on the girl's lip syncing, you know?
Drag queens can do that.
You know?
Drag queens can hate each other but still be like, reading someone else. Oh, we can easily do
that. I'm sure
that.
They could, but like...
species is capable of both.
Sure. I see that now for sure, especially with how DWV on our last gig, there was like a dollar or something that I found on the floor, and I went to hand it to them, and then I ripped it in two pieces, and then Dee ripped another piece. She's like, well, let's go back to you. And, like, it was funny, and we were not at a good point, but, like, we could still laugh, so you are totally right. But at that point, I was new in the drag world. I didn't know that drag queen was so evolved that she could do that.
I don't know that you should take it as she hated you, though.
The interviews were pretty clear.
She was really vicious in interviews about everything.
Well,
so I think that she was being produced really well, and she was giving them what they were wanting.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure she was. I'm sure they were delighted with the interviews. But calling someone fucking disgusting in an interview, I'll make fun of their wig. I'll make fun of a lot of stuff. But I wouldn't have called any of those girls on my season fucking disgusting. And I'm not
That's
mad
harsh.
About it. But it's one of those things where... when you watch that back after, you were like, oh, I thought she was fine with me, you know?
I thought we were sisters. I thought we were road dogs.
Yeah, that was sad too at the reunion, seeing that, you know?
Which we will get to in a few episodes.
Yeah, so it's something that I'm not dealing with anymore, but I am just making a note on it because I am a journalist.
And exactly.
Classique.
How about teeter tottering in the boy world?
See, another thing.
Do you have a problem with that?
They told us to talk about that kind of thing, and I was like, well, I have an opinion on it. And you know, everybody had an opinion on
Milan's
runway
from
the week before. It was definitely a polarizing runway. I thought it was
right.
I mean, thank God his makeup is gorge, you know? Because if not, it would have been like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where... Did you take away Messy Man?
Maybe.
That's so upsetting.
She took away our Messy Man button.
No.
What do you not like?
The top brass is really going to have to hear about this.
We got a new drama one?
No.
Oh.
Much bad.
I can get rid of something.
We could probably get rid of
We need the whip.
One.
Remove. Look at this.
What's triple threat?
This is amazing.
Is that triple threat?
No, I wish it was that. It's just like
triple.
It's very quiet.
Oh.
I just saw a messy man.
I saw a messy man.
Yeah.
They could have. They could have just, you know.
I just saw a messy man.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But again, why the I was doing what they were telling me. I was not just bringing up this stuff to be an asshole. You have to wait for Untucked for that, because there I was just being an asshole. And I cringe watching some of it. But whatever.
Ooh,
girl, you've got...
Greetings. My name's RuPaul, and I'll be your cruise director. Come aboard. We're expecting you to make waves. Okay. Big waves. Because sometimes to avoid being stonewalled, a girl's got to rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat. Tip the boat over. Rock the boat.
Did you all know that this was going to be an iconic boat challenge from that message?
No, we had no idea what it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like something spring breaky. So I yelled, spring break, tramp stamps.
Well, you were pretty much right. The mini challenge is spring break wet t-shirt contest.
Girl, featuring the Booster Queen's titty bibs in not the petite, not the normal size, but jugs.
Jumbo. Yes.
They're called jugs.
With two G's.
Yeah. And then they gave us those RuPaul Glamazon t-shirts, which I now have hanging up in the curtain of t-shirts.
That's iconic, that yeah, one.
Oh, I kept it. And then they gave us robes to walk out. After the paint challenge, yeah. And they tried to get them all back. I kept mine, of course, and hid it away.
I don't know.
So for this one,
I gave it back.
For this one, they didn't have like the robes. They had like little towels backstage. They didn't have like the good towels, and we were like, oh, okay, because I don't know, but whatever. Yeah, it was spring break. They told us that we had to make these RuPaul shirts into a garment covering these boobs for queens.
Yes,
and we all did the damn thing.
Yes, everyone's getting in really quick drag. Jiggly says that Chad looks like a MILF.
It's called Forever 21, not Forever 41. Bless you.
She got her with that read.
Which was funny because we were all shopping at Forever 21 because it was right across the street at the mall.
Really?
We'd go there every couple days.
It was fresh in everyone's mind.
Mm-hmm. My look was very, you want to go to Miami, but you can only afford Fort Lauderdale.
Just a little up to
my ass out. Banana clip holding up the wefts. Weftlets.
That's the hair that I gave to the girl that had cancer.
Oh.
Yeah. But all these girls started cutting up their shirts a lot, and I knew that their titties would, if there's one thing I know how to do, it's cut up clothing. Did it to my husband, I do it to my drag. So I knew I had to keep this stuff in. Oh, those lubes are fake. Mm-hmm.
Yours?
Oh my
gosh, this is the kind of insider dish that we're here to spill.
Those were fake. Sean's almost red, Jason. All these men look so...
Danny Francese
was in the crowd. Because this was literally the point where he told me, you should stay, you're doing good. Because he was also at the wrestling challenge.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm leaving. I'll see you in like a week and a half. Because I did not want Derek going on in my part in New York.
So can you just explain that a little further? Because I know we've talked about it before, but for some of the listeners.
Yeah.
The musical that you were.
So I was in a musical that I thought was going to transfer like off Broadway. It was called Jersey Shore's Gold. Danny Francese from Mean Girls wrote it with Hannah Lopatin, who's another brilliant writer. I played Jay Wow. And it was when Jersey Shore's Gold was really hot in like 2011 and 12.
Yeah.
And they got into the Fringe Festival in New York, which is a big theater festival. So it conflicted with the Drag Race filming dates when I got Drag Race. And Danny, you know, I told him, I was like, hey, I have to do this other thing. He knew what I was doing. They all knew. I said, I will be there by the time the critics come for the show in the Fringe Festival, because the first two shows weren't really reviewed. It was fine. Mm-hmm. We won the audience award with me in it. So like, I'm glad I went, and it was a great experience. And I knew that I had a finite amount of time at Drag Race unless I wanted to miss the show. And I could have stayed for one more episode probably. I had two more days. My plane ticket was already bought to New York. So I came home from Drag Race, sat down for like 36 hours, went to New York, did the show for a week, came back. And then after that point, they filmed us for 2020 at the Fringe Festival. Mm-hmm. And I had to ask production for Drag Race. I was like, hey, I'm going to be on 2020. And they're like, for what? And I was like, oh, I was doing this Fringe Festival show. And they're like, oh, okay. They're like, did you have that planned? And I was like, no, it popped up. So I definitely lied. But yeah, that's...
Okay.
You know, you take the gigs where you can. And if, you know...
Yeah.
Do you know how to ice skate? Yes. You know, when Logo asked me if I knew how to ice skate, I said, yes, I didn't. But I figured I'd be good at it. So like, you say yes to everything, you know? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm available.
Yeah.
And then you just do what you want. It's easier.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? If I would have said, I can't do it, you know, Asia told me one year that she didn't she couldn't say yes because she had her give up for her crown. Like, she wasn't about to miss that, because that's big for Miss Gay of USA.
It's very important.
Yeah, so, like, I didn't want to give up this whole season because of Fringe Festival, but, like, I found a way to do both.
And you did it.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Truth. This crowd of men just screaming, I loved it. It was just fire.
It's where you thrive.
Honestly.
A wet t-shirt contest environment.
In the day, in the wide.
Yeah, for sure. The dolls all look great. It's really all about hair whipping, acrobatics. Mm-hmm. We have some splits.
Latrice definitely elicited cries of Rasputia. For sure. Chad says something. He's like, my hair's big, my tits are big. Meanwhile, his hair is flat and long.
Well,
and it's just one of those things where you want to, like, whip your hair for Jiggly's grabbing her nipples like she's in porn.
She's doing great.
She's doing it. I think she put her nipple in her mouth at one point. Sharon was aggressively water featuring the crowd and spitting at him.
Oh, yeah. That's one of her go-to moves.
Yeah. You know, it's a great way to make friends. I think. Fifi's, I remember her, she came back looking like a drowned rat. Her wig was off. Her titties
she
were
lost
off.
Her wig and her tits during this.
Well, some of the girls only used the Velcro. I had boobs for queens before that. I wore them on the runway, I think, the week before.
You got to reinforce.
You have to do a safety pin if you're trying to move a lot, because Velcro on, like, 10-pound silicone titties, goodbye.
Yeah, especially if water's involved. I don't think that helps either.
Yeah, and for a wig to come off again, it's like, come on. It's not wig wars.
Learn your words. You will be lip-syncing.
I know.
Prop queen.
Oh, wait. What prop did you bring?
I brought
a hoverboard?
A purse full of props. No. I brought suntan oil.
Hey.
I think I brought...
get a gimmick.
I had a visor. I had sunglasses because I knew I wanted to get wet.
Yeah.
And then outfit change.
Humana, is that a front leave out?
It is, yeah.
Love that.
Oh, she
and
does
a reveal. The pink ruffle panty reveals to an even scantier black panty.
So you were saying you know how to cut a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You kept those tits in tight.
Yeah, I did. I kept the tits where I wanted the tits to stay and secured them there so I could be free to do other stuff and not worry about them flopping in my face when you go forward, because you can't really secure them.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime you move, they lean forward. It's gravity.
Yeah.
And I had known Sean for a while, so I was okay with being by his dick with my mouth open. And I sure did my mouth on it. I gave that crowd everything. They only showed what they could, but I gave it to them hard. But Latrice gave it to them harder. I thought Latrice was going to win for sure, because when she did the splits, I said,
She commands an audience for sure.
Yes, she does. And
is that the first time you as a group of girls saw her do the splits?
Yes. And I was watching. I remember being like cramped, like crouched down looking through like this door that was kind of open. It was a fun challenge. And like doing something like that was, you know, just winning as a hobby of mine. So it was kind of nice.
And it was summer, so it was probably very hot out, right?
Oh, my God. This was August, probably like 5th or 6th at that point.
Fifi in that pink bob looks like Britney Spears going to Starbucks in 2007.
It's the same unit, but can you notice that, whenever I do something good, before or after, the shot is always Fifi scowling consistently through the season. They must have said every shot, banket it with, you know, bolster it, buck a something.
Who wins the mini challenge?
You win.
My name is Minerva Nancy Main. You can call me Mini and Main because I won the Mini and the Main.
Wow. Then we will be right back
with more wins.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama... Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
Ooh. Welcome back.
Welcome to Willem Wins the Mini.
Well, Miss Mini.
Miss
Micro Mini.
I pulled out all the stops. I really wanted to win. I was like, if I can't win a fucking slut contest, what am I doing here?
T.
Because on a reality show, you get cast as a role, and I was definitely cast as, like, you know.
It was your moment.
Yeah, I was that the LA bombshell girl.
Yes.
That, and I was playing it to the hilt and playing the part.
For sure. Playing it to the Hilty.
Megan Hilty. the main challenge this week, we were told when we got back in, was styling a fashion-forward look, and they said fashion-forward a couple times, for our very own Pride Parade. The theme is Hope Floats.
Oh, I love Sandra Bullock.
Me too. Such a good movie. Each queen was assigned a color from the original Pride flag and must design a float to go along with the look.
So this is the boat challenge, the infamous boat challenge. I wonder who's going to win. I can't wait to watch how this goes. So you, as the winner of the mini challenge, mm-hmm. you get to assign the colors of the rainbow. And so you chose blue because blue is your signature color.
I chose blue because it's kind of my favorite color. I didn't remember that I had that coat with me at that point. And then when I went back to my closet, I was like, oh,
just lucky, I'm so happy. I didn't remember
everything that I brought with me. And
how many pairs of shoes did you have?
34 or 38. I brought a lot. I brought a a lot.
You didn't remember all the garments that you had brought to you at the hotel?
They kept him at the concierge desk.
Speculation.
I mean, you're not wrong. I thought the fairest way to do it and the easiest way for them not to edit me into something crazy was to just do it arbitrarily and throw. And
so you closed your eyes and handed them out backwards behind and just went down the line.
Yeah, I did give when I got to Chad, I gave him the option of picking out of the three that were left. And he chose pink just because, like, I know Chad and I respect her so much and she was so nice to me.
Yeah.
When she didn't have to be because, you know, I was just this bitch and she was fun. She was always friendly. So everybody got their colors. And I think everybody's colors were well suited, except Jiggly hated her orange. Pretty much.
Yeah, she wasn't feeling the orange at all.
At all. The variety of stuff they gave us to decorate the boats with were like stacked up on our boats, and as soon as they were like go, we all just looked at it and we were like, okay, cool. But it was immediately obvious that some of the boats didn't fit some of the contestants. And was like the kind of accommodation that should have been thought about before.
Well, there's a little bit of chat going around about...
Chitter chat?
Pride and about Stonewall.
Yeah, they definitely prompted us to talk about all that stuff. And Jiggly was real vocal about it. She's like, I don't know. And it was one of those things where we were like just talking about the details and like the specifics of like all the laws and restrictions for wearing like at least three articles of your gender's clothing at all time.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. And Sharon brought up washing your face off in a mop bucket. Like they used to do this stuff to drag queens and LGBTQIA people all the time. And for Jiggly to like work at Stonewall and to not know the history about it, it's what's the word? Not ungrateful, but kind of like to stomp those boards into not know, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not right. So we educated her.
I'm glad this was a moment for, and not just to educate the queens in the room, but everybody who watches the show, because I think these are vital, important things that as a community we should really be aware of.
Yeah. And I forget who said it, but I think Chad said it to Jiggly. In Untucked, she says, well, she's like, you're kind of the next generation, which is weird because Jiggly's older than me. So I don't know how she's a different generation than Chad, but...
Jiggly is deceptively young. Yeah. I won't reveal a woman's true age, but because the hospital where she was born was burned down, so we will never know her true age.
Cataclysmic fire.
So unfortunate. Tough break.
Hey, maybe I can be your understudy. but Chad said to her, if not you, who? And I was just like, wow, you're right. And I guess was the first time I educated people about Stonewall. Sharon said something funny. I asked if her boat was the Garden of Eden. And she said, it's Medusa. More like if you look at me, you turn to Stonewall. Like, it was very just like, more Stonewall. She's great at a pun.
Paul Lind.
She's so
Paul
great.
Paul Lind in a wig.
Very that.
Truly. Paul. And completely.
Yeah, same teeth, too.
Jiggly, as you said, hates her color, which is orange.
We were all trying to give her ideas, though, while she was doing it. I told her, remember that Magnus picture where she posed as like a goddess, like a Buddha almost.
Yes.
I told her to do like this, like the last emperor, like some like orange, like gorgeous Budokan look. And she didn't do it. And I was like, that would have been amazing. Like a sari draped orange thing over that bathing suit. There were a lot of things that could have gone better for Jiggly this episode, but I don't want to sound like I'm ragging on her because like, you know, you're there, it's a bubble, it's hard.
It's a lot of work. It's nonstop. And sometimes the demon comes to get you.
Yeah.
It's true.
I brought those stickers to the race with me because I thought I'd cover like a corset with them for Quick Drag or something.
Yeah.
And when I saw the blue, I was like, okay. I made the conscious decision about like hope floats, meaning like, oh, like RuPaul's book, there's that passage. I had the book with me. You know, I knew it. I knew it. I read it before he walked over to me. Because look who's in the room.
Oh my god.
Oh, he's in a suit. Oh, it's Ru. So Rue walked in and he's doing his little walk around, and Jiggly, he was giving Jiggly ideas too. He's like, orange is my favorite color,
you know, because truly.
It is. He looks great in it. And she basically was like, okay. Yeah. Anytime Rue just says okay, you're like, mmm.
Jiggly was really trying to act quick on her feet. And she was like, the statement I want to make is that dreams are possible.
Do you for your dreams.
Very Saint-Tropez. That edit of the Saint-Tropez clip, I bet she said it once in the bathroom and they just kept
18 times.
Kept putting it over on every. It was
the same audio.
The same.
They wanted to make her look like an imbecile. And honestly, they halfway succeeded. She did the other half. No, I'm kidding. yeah, they made her look idiotic, and she's definitely not.
For Saint-Tropez.
But when Rue was like, you're behind, you know.
Learn your words. You will be lip-syncing. Dita Ritz.
Dita. Taking notes.
She might do pants.
Or a blouse, or maybe not.
Hey, it's Pride. We'll get to the outfits. Mm-hmm. But I actually really like Dita's look. Willem, your walkthrough with RuPaul.
Mm-hmm. I told her that I didn't read from the book, but I had it memorized about always treating yourself like a star and the rest of the world and all that. And then I showed her she asked what I was wearing, and I showed it to her, and she was peeing. She was like, okay, cool. You know, it was one of those things where I thought I was winning as soon as I got back to my closet and saw that coat. And then when I did the stars, and then when I put the masthead on the front of the boat with the styrofoam, because I had told her I was doing it too, Rue, and she was like, oh, like a real boat. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, exactly. I was like, bring the champagne. We busting it, girl. Like they didn't show so many fun things with the walk around of me and Rue, like, you know, just being like, I don't know.
Familial.
They can't show
everything. Convivial.
They can't show everything, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But there was a lot that they didn't show that I was just like, oh, okay.
How did you know there would be enough stickers? You must have had a lot of fucking stickers.
Because I had ordered some stickers as merch before, and these were the wrong size. So they were basically free. So I had 500 free stickers.
And 500 was enough to cover the whole boat?
Oh, it's less than that. Yeah. I came home with stickers. And then sold them at DragCon.
There's stickers on the boat right here.
Yeah, right?
Your remade boat.
My boat is pretty.
Making the boat, though, there was... I can talk about that later. Never mind. In the walk around, though, they cut to Fifi rolling her eyes once again.
Yes. Every setting up a conflict.
I mean, the editors are great. They're doing it.
Very good.
Milan
is talking about a flashback to the future, and RuPaul is a little concerned because he's like, how is that fashion forward?
I mean, she can talk. She talks her way when she says, how is that fashion forward? And then he's like, oh, it's like a flashback to the future. You know, throwing those Marty McMillan fly. Very that.
Execute it flawlessly and it could work.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
The Fifi walk around goes... okay, I think, basically, other than bringing up her abusive childhood. But that's Rue, right? I think Rue prompted that for sure.
Yeah.
Rue was asking about adversity.
Right. And that's, you know, that's if you go into an experience like Drag Race, I mean, part of it is revealing like some of the hardest parts of your life, your journey. And I think that you can actually like... excel, you know, unearthing some of those like feelings.
Yeah.
Because you can use it as motivation and as like touching other people.
Totally.
I've been watching Encore on Disney Plus.
What is that?
It's that show where they reunite a cast of a musical theater show that they did in high school, and they like reunite them 30 years later to do the same show again.
What?
Adults.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's so fucking good. And there's like this part where they like basically sit down and they like do a visualization and they talk to their self in high school, like, or what would they say to that person? Uh-huh. And so it just unearths like every trauma and like hard part of yourself. But as an actor, you use that stuff to like access and be good at acting.
I guess some people do that. Yeah.
You don't do that.
I'm not method.
Emotions are for ugly people.
I'm just a good liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. when Rue announces that the judges on the main stage tomorrow will be Kelly Osbourne and Polly Perrette, Sharon literally said, "How many times have you worked with her?" When they talked about Polly, because
you said five.
No, because when they first announced Kelly, I was like, "Oh, cool, I know her."
Yeah,
because Detox and I did her reality show, not the MTV one, a Fox one that only lasted a season. And it was one of the first times I like hung out with Detox, and I gave her a ride back because it was in like Pomona or some bullshit. So I knew her.
Yeah.
And then Polly I knew from doing like readings of like this movie that her friend Chad wrote.
Yeah.
And just like from around and stuff and going to club makeup and like Bar Sinister and like that kind of shit. Like we had known each other for years.
Yeah.
So when Sharon said that, I was just like, sorry, I live here and these are people that I know, you know, like, I don't know, whatever. The crafting, were you good at crafting your challenges? What was your big craft project your season?
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
candy ball.
I'm not. Yeah, that was the big one. And I had my own troubles.
I've seen you make your own props and do things. You're handy with a glue gun. And
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's how I prefer. I've
seen your wigs.
I don't know how to use a sewing machine really well. So I prefer to just.
It's a great paperweight.
Put it where it goes and glue it and safety pin it and staple it.
Mm-hmm. That's how you get the trade to stay, too.
Okay.
Jiggly was trying it with this boat. Let me tell you. She is putting orange stuff everywhere.
Yeah, very Saint-Tropez.
Just none of it worked. Like, why would you glue flowers right there? I think the girls that succeeded the most with the boats were girls that made bold choices and covered it completely with something and then embellished upon that, because just trying to embellish that bare colored wood, not cute.
Yeah, and Jiggly looks like she doesn't really have an idea, so she's just putting everything on top of everything on top of everything.
Shit on shit on shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to take a break and shit.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Willem, what would you say is the hardest part about this challenge?
The hardest part about this challenge is not telling all the other girls I'm going to win.
Oh, okay.
Which was literally the only reason I said that. I'll say it again. Was because they wouldn't let me leave the room until I gave them a pro and a con about each, you know, what's the easiest part about this challenge? What's the hardest part? It's the questions that you get asked every night in story interviews.
And you weren't and giving.
Shannon, my story girl, after I said that, was like, I'm done with you. Never mind. And kicked me out, basically. And I love that she never put up with my bullshit. She was great.
Yeah.
She could always, like, see right through me. She knew what I was doing.
Wow.
She'd be like, can you just give me this? And I was like, sure, I'll give it to you. And I said that the hardest part was telling the other girls I wasn't going to win. Because I knew after day one, I was definitely winning. After looking at these girls, Hobby hodgepodge boats.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Mine looked gorgeous.
You knew the sun was shining on you.
My boat had Bob Mackie epaulets on it that Gaga and Adam Lambert had worn before my boat.
Your boat was Mackie.
My boat was Mackie.
Oh.
My boat wore Mackie.
There are so many coats for you.
So many.
Oh, I won, you know, kind of a hobby of mine. Thank you, God, for
all this bod. Thank you, God, for all this bod was this one.
From the mini challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But the thank you, God, for all this bod. I did not say it in this challenge. You can look at my interview outfit, and it's a fedora and like a different, like, it's from another episode, but they put it
around your eye.
What?
A little smoky eye.
Oh, no. That's a different one. That's where I look like Legend of Zelda, but hooking. Make it a Link, but prostitute. Very that. This is the part where Latrice came over to my boat and was really nice and was looking at it. And
you're sickening, bitch.
I said, I didn't know. If I was like, really? I was like, you're favorite. Aww. And she was so nice. And this is where Fifi says, sickening? More like fucking disgusting. Learn your words. You will be in the bottom too.
Do you know that she was talking about you for a fact?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Does she say your name in a complete sentence?
Yeah, she says, sickening? More like fucking disgusting. The quote.
Did
it's seared
say,
into
Willem,
your mind. Honey.
Sickening.
No.
Okay.
But honey. Okay, honey.
I want to see the raw footage.
I want to see the receipts.
That. The girls go around and they're talking about whether they do pride gigs.
Frequently, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pride is a huge part
I love
of
it.
Our year.
It's where you get your base tan for the whole summer.
Tivana.
Sharon says that she was never really asked to do pride gigs in Pittsburgh. Were you asked to do pride gigs in Pittsburgh?
We went and...
They asked
we
you
went
to leave?
To Pride. We got thrown out of bars. No, we always went to Pride and like made a big spectacle of ourselves. I don't think we ever were like doing officially gigs, mm-hmm. Official Pride gigs,
yeah.
Until, you know, after.
I mean, it's weird that Pittsburgh is so, I'm so glad that they've acknowledged Sharon and given her the key to the city, which I'm sure she's done a bump off of.
Girl, it's a big key.
Chaz says, I have put my time in at Gay Prides.
Yes.
And I'm sure he has because
oh, for sure.
The first, yeah, never mind.
Yeah. The first ever Pride. Chad no. Michaels was the headliner.
No.
Sharon explains that she has dignity looks and paycheck looks.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when the electric is going to get cut off and she dresses up like Lady Gaga. And then there's times where she does the artistic integrity looks.
Fifi said something about moving to Chicago because Texas was homophobic and like there were a lot of gay bashings and stuff.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it
to
does.
Feel like you're having to run away from that just to do what you love.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I felt bad for her there. This part where I was trying to tell Jiggly to put away her hanger strap in a funny casual way.
Yeah.
So I read her.
This is how queens talk in a dressing room.
And someone off of this encounter accused me of being transphobic, again, because they said, at this point, you knew Jiggly was trans and you did this anyway. Recently, in the last, like, month or so, it was in my DMs or it was a comment that I had to delete somewhere because I was like, fuck you. Like, I was reading her about her shirt. Like, I didn't know all her tea.
Yeah.
I did not know until after that Jiggly had identified as a woman.
Yeah.
Before that. And basically like took her nails off to get cast and like, you know, did all the like, you know, let's pretend I'm a boy thing for a second to get on the show that, you know, some of the girls did in the early seasons. Ugh. Yeah. So I was not trying to read her for her choice of female clothing, but I was trying to read her fucking ugly boat. And I thought the best way to do that was just to tell her because we were friends. And I was like, girl, that boat is so ugly. What are you doing? And I thought just the day, every 5 minutes, I'd be like, wow, it's still so ugly.
And you were probably wasted.
Oh, fully. Full tilt boogie. Because at this point, I had gone to the bathroom a couple times, and that's where I had seen that drill that I was trying to get. Because this was the episode where I flipped a table over. They still let me win after this. I was so shocked. I flipped a table over to put my boat on, so it, because we were trying to build our boat on stools, and it was too hard. So I turned the table on its side to use the legs of the table to make it lower so I could work on it and all that stuff. Because we were all climbing on tables and shit. And I knew that they had a drill out there because they had drilled Latrice's boat bigger and Jiggly's boat. So I was like, let me just borrow that drill to put wheels on the bottom because I didn't want the my coat to get scratched up. Because they told us we had to wear them on our shoulders. I said, absolutely not. Not on Dolce.
Where did you get the wheels?
The wheels I took off one of the mannequins. But Fifi accused me of getting wheels brought to me, like in Untucked or something. And I was like, what? Like, you could have just asked. You didn't need to speculate, girl. But, you know, it was very Saint-Tropez.
My boat's the best. My boat is pretty.
This is a typo. This says, I want some breasts. In actuality, I was singing, I won some breasts because I was the only one who was allowed to keep her breastplate from the mini challenge.
They redacted the breastplates from the divas and the dolls.
They let you keep it because you had poked a hole with a safety pin.
There was a retriction. No, they let me keep them because
I won.
But then I later...
I won some breasts.
I auctioned those titties off on eBay back during my season to like make money for the LA Gay and Lesbian Center, and Delta is now the owner of those breasts. So legacy garment.
Wow, very legacy.
It's a legacy teat
for sure.
That breast has fed many a queen.
Jugs.
Fifi hid Jiggly's tits.
Wow.
Yeah, that's something I found out after.
This is deep intel. So yes, there's that famous shot of
Jiggly.
Right, Jiggly's running very late.
She
got ready in less
than 20 minutes.
Wow.
She was. We were all like literally lips and lashes doing them, and she was starting. It was one of those things where we knew we were going to have time because they said specifically, they said you're going to walk twice before lunch. And then twice after lunch. Before lunch, you're going to have your boats on. After lunch, you're not going to have your boats.
Okay.
So we go out to the runway. We're all like lined up with our boats. We walk the thing. They tell us, they didn't say don't get out of your boats, but they said the first runway you walk with your boats. Uh-huh. So naturally, I stopped midway and got out of my boat. Because I was like, I'm going to make this whole a show. I'm not wearing this ugly ass boat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not covering my legs. That's like my best feature and my ass. So I got out of the boat and did my thing. And then
that was your walk, your choice.
And then I walked again and they told me to stay in the boat. So
did you?
Yes. Stayed in the boat and then kind of hit the wall with my boat and dinged like the front of it, like the masthead, that styrofoam head.
Yeah.
Because I was fucked. And it was a big, unwieldy boat, you know?
Yeah. just drug, right? Slamming a boat into a crystal wall at the back of the stage.
All the light bulbs, yeah. So then we broke for lunch, and we came back, and they said, you don't need your boats anymore. Put them over there. And we were like, okay, cool. And then we lined up to go out, and we were like, okay. And
everybody line up.
Then they told us we're not walking again without the boat, and everybody was like, okay. Jiggly knew that she was going to do the reveal when she walked without the boat.
Oh.
We were told we would have the chance to. So, like, you know, she was
based on that.
That's what everybody did. And then I think once I got out of the boat, they changed it and they said, fuck it. You know, they're, you know, for time, whatever.
Yeah.
But
your boat was pretty.
My boat was pretty.
Your boat was the best.
So there's that intel. Like, that's one of the other things that, like, they made such a point, the judges, about the reveal and all that. It's like, but you told us we'd have a chance for that.
Yeah.
And then they flipped it on us and they made us look a little bit dumb. But Rue does not look dumb in this outfit. Her outfit was so great.
Gold, disco, hair to the heavens. Mm,
it's
crimped.
A 6'13 crimp on top of a 27.
Wow, yes.
And it's the perfect silhouette on her.
And Polly Perrette is wearing leopard print.
Ding.
That's right.
Kelly is in Alexander McQueen. Michelle's in a shoulder pad with great Hector hair. And Billy looks like Diane Keaton. He's wearing
that.
A blousy men's suit. Kelly looks gorge.
She does. She's doing this like silvery, cool platinum hair.
With like a bullet spike headband.
Yeah.
I like her purple hair though now too. It looks great.
Yeah. This was a great iconic fashion moment for the judging panel. Yeah. It is a deep
salute.
Salute. Dispute. I love RuPaul's dress. Are we going to get, do we get to watch the runway now?
Yeah.
I love watching the runway. Mm. Oh, the pit crew are standing at the back of the stage in sailor hats, waving waves back and forth to indicate water.
Three of them were my go-go boys.
Oh.
And they're covered in body glitter.
Body glitter.
Love that body
glitter. Love that body glitter.
And
love
had it been that. 2020, they could have been covered in.
Cover boy.
Love that cover boy.
That's what I should do. The love.
Like
next
the
campaign.
Permanent like face smiles.
Next
like
campaign
the
for sure. Yeah.
Love that cover boy.
Just Jerry Hall.
Cover boy industries.
Jack.
First up is Chad Michaels giving us full Vegas showgirl. Her color is pink, of
course. Her color is pink, doing a nude illusion with no belly button.
Well, who needs a belly button?
Who needs a belly button?
She was spawned.
I would have loved that bodysuit pierced, though, right there.
Yeah, that'd be cute. Just she looks great. She looks perfect.
Impeccable.
Her boat is pretty.
Dita is walking like her boat is a ferry because she's pumping. She's got somewhere to go. She's got people to get to.
The Fire Island Ferry, everyone.
She looks beautiful. I love that when she smiles, you can see all her teeth. She is so pretty.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The hair is bouncy, and she puts RuPaul's face on the butt of the boat.
Never a bad idea to show Ru more Ru.
Yeah.
Ru loves Ru.
Yeah. Dita's outfit, I think, was polarizing because it's pants and they say it's pedestrian.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was walking and pedestrians do walk.
Yeah.
And it is most easy to walk in a pant.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe skirts are easier.
But I thought she looked amazing.
Her hair. That's
her hair looked great.
We've seen all
her
time.
Hair looked.
Yeah.
Well, they told her that she needed more hair.
The hair was right.
The hair was right. Because remember that hair with the silver flower in it? She got red for that hair.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the one thing you need to do drag?
Hair. Lots of hair.
Next up is Jiggly Caliente in the color orange. She said, I'm breaking out the good bang piece this time because, gorge, I had to rush.
She did. She rushed Zilla. She pinned that pony on, though, and put on a hoop, and she looks great. The
Heart
boat doesn't.
You for you.
It gets better.
Yeah. There's a lot going on that boat. There's a lot of Saint-Tropez.
You want a lot. Milan's got a whole changing room on the back of her boat with three different wig options. It's
yeah. Oh, yeah. Milan is the color yellow, and she has put three wig heads on the back in three different wigs.
Mm-hmm. And it says, I will not forget the Milan invasion. There's lots of stuff on it.
There's lots of stuff.
The outfit is just a piece of fabric basically tied around her neck and then belted.
What of it? Are you saying that's not an outfit? Because that's what I'm wearing right now.
I'm saying that is an outfit with the correct underpinnings and garments. You have those pedophores you borrowed from Raja, right?
Yes. There? Yes, uh-huh. I did.
And then you made
peignets.
Peignets. And then you
sorry,
made,
they're visible.
You made a structure out of matted hair. Is that matted
hair? Yes. I just, you know, I took some lace.
And lace from
and
wigs.
And
lace from them.
Oh, yeah. Lace from the lace fronts. Wig store wigs. Yes. Next up is Sharon Needles doing the color green. I remember this green bodysuit.
She worked it.
Yes, and she has a snake on her arm.
In red hair, in a red hard front. And they cut to the close later, and it is a hard front.
I styled that wig. Very proud of myself.
It was good. It was serviceable. It's serviceable.
It's a skin part.
Oh, what?
Skin part.
Who's
on
skin?
A lace cap. It's on a lace cap.
Full lace cap.
Yeah, it's on a full lace cap.
No, at Party City.
Where you belong.
Latisse.
Oh, no.
Latisse?
Oh, no.
Is Latrice using Latisse?
That reminds me, I have to put on my Latisse for the day. Oh, my eyelash growing serum.
I use it on my pubes.
Oh, wow.
Latisse.
Latisse Royale. She does not need Latisse because her eyelashes are full and resplendent.
Full of rhinestones.
This is fabulous. She is in light blue.
She almost won. If it weren't for those boots, she could have won.
This was a moment.
I mean, the mini challenge, she was obviously second. And the main challenge, I think she was obviously second for both of these.
Yeah.
For both of these things. It was very neck and neck.
Yeah, for sure.
And
She did great. Those fucking stones all over her face.
She couldn't talk the whole day. She was like,
amazing.
But can you imagine after walking with the stones on your face and then going to lunch? So she was trying to eat with that.
Oh my God.
Goodbye.
Eating with stones all over your mouth. Wow.
Goodbye. You can't. It was not an easy day.
Next up is Willem in dark blue.
Coming out. You can see the confusion on my face. I had no idea what I was going to do. Just slow, casual.
You have a reveal. You're the one who drops the boat.
Mm-hmm. I drop anchor. I actually made an anchor in the hotel room the night before out of like chains and wire hangers to keep the shape.
Work.
Is that what you walked in the workroom with?
Yes, with all that stuff. I walked in the workroom with, and then the pillow on the, I'm looking at the back of my boat right now because I need an excuse to show my ass.
Yes.
And this padded seat on the back is actually a pillow from the Gold Lounge, because when they were miking us, they put us in the Gold Lounge or the Interior Illusions Lounge.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we would get ready to go before we went to the workroom. So I put the pillow in my bag because I was like, well, I need a little seat. And then after the runway, they told us where to put our boats, and they put all of our boats in the corner, and then they started ripping them apart and destroying them, like when the girls were going to interview at the end of the night, and you pass by, and I was like, oh wait, don't throw that out. I have the pillow, the $300 pillow from your fucking lounge. And they're like, when did you get that? And I was like, I took it.
Drag queen steal.
And they were like, you can't do that. And I was like, I just did. I'm putting it back, though. Like, I'm not stealing. They're like, that's trade out. You can't take that. That's like, you know, we have to give that back at the end. I was like, I'm giving it back.
Yeah.
Because they saw me, like, putting it back in the room. They're like, where'd you get that? And I was like, I took it. Like,
well, that's the thing. Drag queens will steal.
I wasn't stealing.
To create a look.
Borrow.
Mopping is stealing.
It seems as though you ripped shit off from everywhere you could find. And that's what you have to do to turn a look sometimes.
Drag.
That's drag. That boat is beautiful.
And it's got a flag.
It has that stiff flag at the back.
I tried to take every aspect of a boat and put it on my boat.
And you did.
Yeah.
And that's why it was very successful.
Thank you so.
It is a deep salute.
I deserve that.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. do.
Fifi came out purple, and her boat's fine.
It's serviceable.
Yeah, it's a well-made boat. Believe.
It says believe upon it.
It says believe on it. I just don't think that many of these girls got the directive that it was supposed to be. The theme was hope. It wasn't necessarily gay pride, even though the colors were gay pride and stuff.
Okay.
It was supposed to be hope floats, and they wanted aspects of hope, and they asked us about it.
Yeah.
And my hope was that I'd be a star. That's literally why I put a star on there. Are we taking a break?
We're about to when you're done talking.
Well, no, I didn't. I saw your hands go up, and I was like, is he stretching?
No, I'm waiting until you complete a sentence. I'm not going to be like right in the middle.
I was trying to decide if I should talk about this later in the judges' critiques, because they bring it up about like my face on the boat.
Yeah.
And okay, break. Wait, did we talk about Fifi's outfit?
We will. We have a whole other segment.
It's purple.
We'll discuss the judges' critiques after this quick break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President.
Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you.
Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
It's time for Latitudes with Latrice. Large and in charge, chunky yet funky. The legend and icon herself, Latrice, motherfucking Royale!
What was your first impression of Willem?
Oh my God. I wanted to crack Willem over the head. She was so full of herself, I was like, this motherfucker.
Was?
Well, but now you have, like, now I know you, and you got a right to do that. So, you can be full of yourself, bitch. You built that shit.
Same.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I get props. And that's why I was glad I got to work with Willem, because I got to know her and understand her, because I'm quirky. I'm down for a crazy bitch. So, once I got to know her, I was like, oh, no, she just don't know no better. So, it's okay. It's okay. She don't mean no harm. And, like, where's the lie in what she's saying? You know what I mean? Whether you like it or not, she ain't lying.
It was always true.
It was always true.
The shoes were Versace.
The shoes were Versace. And this was whoever from the fucking Sex and the City, bitch. Like, yeah, all that.
We had fun, though.
Oh, I had a blast.
We had so much fun.
I had a blast with you, especially, like, the vote challenge was hilarious with you because I voted for your vote.
You did?
I voted for your vote, bitch. They're like, whose is your favorite vote? I said, Willem.
Well, your vote was my favorite. Hello.
So that's why we were first and second.
We are back, and the judges are going to give their critiques to these boat-driving divas. Naval divas, nautical divas,
diesel divas,
nautical dick.
The maritime bussies are out.
Starboard or port?
Do you want to know how?
Is that the
I just watched some Netflix movie with Meryl Streep, and like the word posh comes from the boat industry, the cruise industry, because it means. It's an acronym, port side, off deck, and then starboard home. Oh wait, no. It's port side out, starboard home. So like you get the best view each way out, and it was an acronym POSH. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, random useless knowledge that I learned from Meryl Streep.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Posh Spice.
And Chad does look posh, but he's told it wasn't fashion forward, and they want her to be less robotic.
I mean, I don't think it was robotic.
It wasn't. It was gorgeous and perfect, and like she was wonderful.
I don't think it was particularly fashion forward. It was a classic.
Classique.
Doom, 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 doom.
Wow, you nailed it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It wasn't Let's Get Political, so.
Now, Billy definitely thought Dita's outfit was.
Yeah, Billy didn't care for Dita's pants and t-shirt look. But, like, she wears it well. I liked it.
I liked it with the boat. Without the boat, it would have just been like you wore that on the runway.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the girls' outfits were like that. I think it was actually. It was helpful to some girls that they didn't take the boat off, and other girls it hurt that they kept the boat
on. Right, because if you're going to have a boat on, I would plan an outfit that
accordingly
that didn't, you know, that wasn't really an event underneath where the boat is covering.
Yeah, 100%.
I thought she looked good.
Jiggly is purportedly telling the judges that her look was very Saint-Tropez again.
Very Saint-Tropez.
And the judges, like, exclaimed when she took off the bathing suit. And she literally said on the runway, I was going to take it off. We were going to walk again. And, like, they edited it out, of course. But
well, you
like,
can't address production.
Yeah, you can't. But production hindered everybody that day. And it was a shame.
Because she was basically being judged on the pre-Tearaway look, which was, the Tearaway was sort of the impactful moment of her look.
Yeah, it was a shame they weren't more forthcoming, but the show ended up great and I won, so I really don't care that much. I'm just complaining for complaining's sake, because it's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a thorn in the paw.
That's what we do here.
Sharon explains her green idea as nature and like... Green was originally like the nature gays and gays were hippies.
Yes,
she's a great talker and she just, you know.
For sure. The judges love her, but they feel like her boat and her execution was a little bit messy, which I could see that. That's kind of that's what she built her empire upon.
Can I give you some tea?
Ooh, yes. Skull Gracious St. James. Dubrio Nassus Deluxington.
We may have to change my voice.
Devereaux.
Do not want World of Wonder to find out I've been spilling secrets.
Okay. Please play this at one half speed.
On Untucked this week, they show all the girls saying when they ask us whose boat should go home.
Yeah.
And they show like three girls just saying jiggly, jiggly, jiggly and make it seem like everybody said jiggly.
Yeah.
Everybody did say jiggly except one person. Me. I said Sharon's boat just because I did not want to gang up on jiggly.
Shame.
And I don't like green. So
it reminds you of fungus.
I just didn't want to, I didn't want them to have that edit of everybody ganging up on jiggly. And I wasn't going to do that to that girl.
But often it's not just what is being shown on the runway. It's the whole thing. It's like she didn't have a concept leading up to
it. Yeah, it wasn't a week
for
her.
She was running late and making everybody else late. Mm-hmm. I take those things into consideration. And it, I mean, if the final product was stellar on the runway, everyone would still have that impression from things happening backstage.
100%.
It all goes into like who ends up in the bottom, I think. Milan, they explain that her boat is kind of a mess.
Billy B says he's actually offended.
Oh, come on. He's going for the Michael Kors of the season.
He definitely was that role for sure.
I was offended, but I was personally offended by this boat. Like, come on.
Girl.
It's because she wrote the Milan Invasion and made it about... And made it all about her is what he was offended by.
Yeah, and just it wasn't fashion forward.
No.
Michelle definitely says, if that wig comes off during a lip sync again, so help me.
Guess what,
Diva?
Because
we'll get to
when RuPaul tells you to keep your fucking wigs on,
you take
it seriously.
Do that.
So when Fifi's hair came off for this one, I was like, and then Milan's hair, I was, we were all like, we're going to put the image of Fifi and I having a moment, the one moment they gave us of nicety this season, where we're both like cutting eyes at each other. You know when you cut eyes at a girl and you're both thinking the same thing?
Yes.
That. I love you, Fifi. You're a nice girl. Latrice is taking her compliments. Latice, I'm sorry, Latice.
Lattice.
With two T's.
Lattice
two
work.
Two T's. Seems like...
There's a really nice lattice work on her boat.
On her hair.
Yeah. She was explaining her look to the judges, how she baked her hair and like...
Wow.
And she was like this, kind of like my hair was baked.
Oh my God.
She couldn't really talk with that, but Michelle gave her constructive criticism, told her she looked beautiful and was an event, and this basically says, but one thing, those boots. But why them boots?
I'll tell you why them boots, because finding shoes in a certain size is hard, and so she wore the same shoes a lot of times.
Bitch, I would have taken on this boat challenge and just put canoes on my feet and said I was a catamaran, and then had her come out with a spray gun or a super soaker and been like, bitch, get in line. We're going tubing.
Oh, catamaran. Willem, you get some glowing critiques from the judges.
I didn't even let them talk, though. As soon as they said my name, I started going into the spiel about maritime realness. There's Wi-Fi. There's a party deck.
Yeah.
We do cocktails at 4 and 7. Like, I went on for at least 30 seconds and was giving them the full, like, welcome to the Love Boat presentation.
Yes, and you even tie it into Pride and the importance of Pride and gay marriage and Prop 8.
Well, I saw how good Latrice looked, and I was like, I better pull some heartstrings and talk about, like, my marriage and Prop 8. And it was all true stuff, but, like, that was, like, more calculated than anything.
I love that.
Yeah, I wanted to win.
It's always good to touch the heart a little bit.
Yeah, and to shout out people that came before you. Rue gives a shout out to Marsha P. Johnson about her activism and being at the forefront of the gay rights movement.
That's tea.
It's unfortunate. I wish she could have also mentioned Stormy.
Yeah.
La Riviere and Sylvia Rivera. What was Stormy's last name? It was like, Stormy is, do you know about Stormy?
Mm-mm.
He's the one that they think threw the first punch.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I'm using his right pronouns, because I know at one point he was described as a butch lesbian, or I think he was also a drag queen, maybe. I don't think he would be offended if I used he. He's not alive anyway. But Marsha was definitely one of them, but like those two people need to be included too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to all the heroes of Stonewall, we salute you. The safe.
Oh, there's a bird.
Oh my God. Oh. See, this is why we shouldn't have done the veranda deck in Pasadena today. This is why we shouldn't have done it.
I told you they were migrating.
I thought we were going to have a lot of background noise, and here we are. Oh, and look, that's errant circus master is training lions.
Is that
over
Hooded
there.
Justice?
What? What is that?
From Watchmen?
Watchmen. He's got like a wig.
Oh,
like
I haven't seen that.
It's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. The dick and the acting and the body. Ooh, and that blue dick.
Right, but I'm saying the fact that he's gay.
Who?
The Hooded Justice.
Oh, Hooded Justice. I didn't find that hot. I didn't find the gay sex scene hot. I just found any time Dr. Manhattan was naked hot.
Sure.
Ooh, right, Joe and Cal. Never mind. Different show. I'm so sorry.
That was my fault.
DJ Pauly D is doing a set over there. Oh my God. We picked it really the perfect day to do this outdoors. Oh my God.
So the safe girls are Chad, Latrice, Sharon, and Fifi.
The safe divas.
The safe divas. And I was declared the rightful winner.
That's right.
And I got a courtesy cruise from Alan Chuck Cravel. Which is a combination of crap and travel, because that's what they provided. And I quoted Mariah Paris, Mariah Successful, Mariah Balenciaga, with the paraphrasing of, when it's right, it's right.
Yeah.
And it was right.
It was a rightful win. The Thank sun you. Was shining on Camp Willem that day, for sure.
The House of Her rejoiced.
Was this your first win?
It was my first main win, but I had won numerous mini challenges beforehand.
This is the first win for Willem and his seventh nomination.
And watch who they cut to. Oh. So there's
the lip sync?
There's definitely a continuity error before this, because they tell me that I won, and then I walk away, and then they cut to Fifi, and I'm in the shot.
Scowling?
She's scowling.
Mad. Plucking's aplenty?
They wait. They
to tell you that you won.
No. They show her saying that she's safe, and I'm in the shot. When I wasn't there anymore. Mm. They told her first, and then they told me I won. Now this lip sync. Ooh, bitch.
Is the song Born This Way?
It is.
Love that. We love Lady Gaga, friend of the pod.
Mm-hmm. Deep friend of the pod.
Deep abiding friend of the pod, for sure. Jiggly looks amazing in this swimsuit, just turning it, flipping that pony around.
Definitely an 8 count, but it looks genuine. It doesn't look rehearsed and planned. She's giving it.
Milan is, this is what we call bucking in the drag world, where really just
going
like,
for it.
Yes, lots of like footwork, kicking, stomping.
And in like 6-inch heels, a 6-inch platform heel.
Yes.
Milan is working it, doing jump splits.
Wait, do we have the unblurred version right now of Jiggly's split?
Yeah, is it normally blurred?
Yeah.
Yes, they have to blur it because there's some action going on.
Yeah, Justin.
When Jiggly does, Jiggly jumps into a jump split.
Maybe it's blurred. This is
what's it's out. We have the. Oh,
this is what's.
Get those nuts away from my race chaser.
This is on iTunes.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't blur it. Oh wow, that's her testicle.
Well,
just a slight divot.
Looks good.
It's a dollop of testy, but she looks great.
She looks amazing.
Will you get a picture of that? for her not to post on Race Chaser Pod on Insta. We're not posting it there.
It looks like she's covered.
There's definitely the outline. You could see where that testicle popped out.
They blur it because when I watched it, it was blurred.
Yeah, they blurred it now. And on Hulu, it's blurred too. But it's not blurred on this iTunes version. And she's lit from behind when she gets close to the ground. So you can see the outline of the...
Something.
Of,
we don't know what it is, but it's something.
Maybe it's a locket, which has her mother's picture in it.
It could be.
See? It's a locket.
It very well could be.
It could be that...
It could be a lot of things, but Justin, the editor, told me at one of my husband's basketball games, because they were on the same team,
right,
that they had to blur it after, and it's clear why they did have to blur it. It's not clear why Milan ripped her wig and her bodice of her dress off, but there's that moment.
Wait, you go back.
It's the one kind interaction of the season between Fifi and I where we're both like...
convivial.
There's another part. That's the next episode where she's kind, actually. I'm lying. We had some okay time.
So, okay. The ripping of the things. The look between you two.
We're like, I don't know, girl. We're like, did she just say?
And doesn't it make sense to do that for the song?
Born This Way, because...
if you have ripped your wig off three times prior.
And yes. Dita was literally like, you were born this way. You were naked.
Yeah.
And Dita summed it up. But
I agree. It does make sense. However, the fact that she's done it multiple times in other lip syncs has devalued it, mm-hmm, because now it's no longer impactful. Now it just seems like what you normally do.
Yeah. I just thought her performance was it was so athletic and like wonderfully technically and skilled. Mm-hmm. But she didn't look like she was having a good time. Yeah. Jiggly looked like she was having a good time up there. Milan is so talented.
Very talented. Very lovely.
But this wasn't his day. And
it was not her moment. And sadly, we have to say sashay away to London, Paris, Milan.
Milan.
Wait, why does it say London, Sharon, Milan?
Because you said that last week.
I did?
You said London, Sharon, and Milan. And then you jokingly... You don't remember what you said. That's fine.
We can't be held accountable for everything that comes out of our mouth. What are we, adults? That's why.
London, Sharon, and Milan.
Yeah.
Has anyone lip-synced more than three times and stayed on Drag Race?
Yes. Coco Montrese.
Lip-sync assassin. She's...
fully.
Assassin.
She broke the curse of the third time's the charm.
Ooh, with... Yeah. Well, she knew the words, and the other girl didn't know the words to that Paula song, right?
This one?
Yeah, that one.
Don't fuck with Coco Montrese when it comes to a fucking lip sync performance.
Don't try
it. Just don't do it.
Because if she don't get you, Kahana will.
That's deep tea. Deep. Friends of the pod, the house of Montrese.
I got the stuff that you want. I got the...
Thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser Classique this week. I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we'd love for you to rate and review our podcast. And don't forget to subscribe.
And on Instagram, you can follow the dolls at Willem at the only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod.
Hey, and we have bonus content available at patreon.com/Willem. It's pay to play. So just choose a video and you can leave some little money on the dresser and compliment or two.
That's right.
You can search Race Chaser content by just searing the hashtag Race Chaser.
I won't ever change that.
Slide into our DMs anytime with scalding hot tea, questions, and explicit nudity, and you can email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com/drag. Until next time, I got the stuff that you want! I got the thing that you...
Quick, get that bird out of the sky!
Oh my God.
Use the whip!
Use the whip! Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever!
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.